The Dan and Maz Show. My fellow Australians, it's time for the first meal of the day. And it's a day that starts with S, which means it must be time for your serving of weekend breakfast. So crank your volume up. Oh, to a respectable listening level. It is still quite early. It's time for Dan and Maz Weekend. Hooray!
Everything lights up. Makes you want to shout.
Hey legends, it's Dan and Maz Weekends. We're back on the weekends. Oh, so good.
Feels good to wake up early on a weekend, doesn't it, Mazzy?
It's so good. We had such a great time. We were filling in for all of the breakfast shows around the country for 2 weeks. And that was awesome, Dan.
It was a lot of fun. Yeah, it was.
It was a real treat. But you know what? It was sort of like staying at someone else's house. You know, you're not quite so comfortable at someone else's house. It's nice to be home on the weekend.
Oh, we can sit around in our underwear, do the show, just rip out a fart and not have to apologize. It's good stuff. That's the kind of quality you can expect for the next 2 whole hours. And it's also nice, Maz, to only work 4 hours a week. That's quite nice as well.
It's just a treat, isn't it? On the show today, I did catch up with Joel and Benji Madden, the Madden brothers, who are back in Good Charlotte. We're going to play you a little bit of that interview after 8 o'clock this morning, and we will be addressing Pokemon Go.
With a Dan and Maz debate.
Yeah, we're going to debate about it and hopefully get some sort of resolution about how we feel as a nation
If you want to weigh in, you can go to our Facebook and vent your feelings there.
Please
do, because if you give me some good material, I might use it in my debate.
But you will credit the people on Facebook that give you the good material, right?
Sure.
Because you always credit people for the jokes that you steal.
Yeah,
right?
I don't steal jokes. Shut
Maybe
up.
Maybe one.
Yeah, baby. That's a Dan DeVoop original.
This is exciting too because we're back on weekends. It means up next we're doing Confused, which is our news-based game show. So 13 10 60,
jam, 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 jam.
And we're back on weekends so we can be sloppy as. It's going to be a loose. Confused, it's up next. If you'd like to play, 13 10 60 is still the number.
The Dan and Maz Show.
It's time for Confused.
This is our confusing news segment. Confused.
We've got Dylan playing this morning. Hey, mate.
Hey, how you going?
Hey, Dill.
So good, Dillburger.
And your Dill. How you doing, champion?
Good, thanks.
Sick.
How yourself?
Oh, there we go. He's a polite Dill. We're good too. Just great to be back on weekend radio, talking to the whole country, playing a confusing news segment. Maz, you've got 2 news stories.
I do. I do indeed. Dylan, your job is to tell us which is the fake news story. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Sick.
Story number one. A complete nut job of a human has been captured on video riding a motorcycle down a highway in Russia. And the disturbing footage shows that he is spending a minute standing on his bike while cruising through traffic.
Sounds like a bit of a ledge.
When he's had enough of life risking, he just grabbed the handlebars and manoeuvres back into the seat, speeding away into the distance.
Oh, Dill. Now, I believe this one, Mazzy, because Russians have a lot of...
Or!
No hints.
Is it story number two?
Ooh, number two.
A lady called Annie...
Annie
knew she wasn't going to work on Tuesday when she woke up to find that a monkey had trapped itself inside her Subaru. Annie is 17 and she said in an interview with Fox News that the animal had just opened the door and then let himself in. The car was parked near a camping ground in Jefferson County.
Dill.
Dylan.
You there, Dillo?
Yeah.
Which one's the fake one, matey?
This one could be a trick one, you know?
Yeah, we do know, Dillo.
Yeah, I'm going to go with number one is the real one.
How you going there, compo?
So by process of elimination, you're saying that story number two is fake. Correct!
Well done.
Get this though, Dylan. It was actually a bear that had locked itself into Annie's car, not a monkey.
I believe that because bears are all around in America.
So. Yeah, they are. They're abundant, whereas monkeys, rare.
Monkeys, very frequent. Yeah.
Also, Maz, in Russia, everyone has dashboard cameras on their cars. Do you know that?
Ah, that's where the footage was taken.
They get a lot of kooky videos of Russians.
The footage is psycho of this guy. He's legit standing on the seat of his motorbike.
That's not how you do it.
Duh. He does sound like a legend.
Legend or not, we don't know.
Big call from Deal or No Deal over there. Yeah.
Congratulations. Yeah. You've won Confused this morning, my friend.
Thank you very much.
Tell all of your mates at the pub the Savo. They'll be proud of you.
I will.
Yeah, and drink responsibly.
Oh, no, I will to that.
No, okay, he's gone. Deal's off.
The Dan and Maz Show.
We feel a bit like a couple of old fogies this morning, Maz.
Oh, sure do.
A bit retirement home. A bit golden oldies here in the morning because neither of us play Pokemon Go.
Maybe we should rename the show the Golden Girls.
Yeah, well, or the Golden
just
People.
Me and you.
Just the Golden
Just me
people,
and you, a couple
really.
Of gal pals just hanging out.
I am a man. apparently, I have it on good authority, Maz, that this is the theme song to Pokemon.
I wouldn't know.
Me neither.
Sounds very 90s,
crank
so
it.
That checks out.
You can tell how old we are. Out in our phone room, our two producers, who look about 21 years old, each of them are just bopping away. And you and me, Maz, we're in our 30s, like a couple
Good
of
night,
ancient
dear.
Crones, going, what are these poking monsters?
So, this is the deal, right? I do not subscribe to Pokemon Go in any way, shape or form, but I know that it's taken over the world. I know that it's swept across Australia and people are frothing on it. And here's the thing. I haven't subscribed because I don't really care. However, there is this tiny little part of me that really does want to get involved, but I don't want people to judge me. So I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to go there. But secretly, there's a bit of me that's like, I want to get involved with the pocket monster.
Why don't you just do it? Like you say people will judge you.
Because then I'm going to have to quit my job because it will take over my life.
Who's going to judge you, Maz? Like, it's the most popular thing on the internet. It's more popular
I think
than Tinder,
I will
anything.
Judge myself. I will have an out-of-body experience where I will look at actual Maz Compton playing Pokemon Go and be like, girlfriend, what is going on here? Like, this is unacceptable behavior. You're not allowed to do this. I'll have to have some self-talking.
131060, what is the go with Pokemon Go, right?
What is the go?
We're going to be doing a debate after 8 a.m, Maz and I, and the topic is that Pokemon Go will save the world. One of us is affirmative and one of us is negative. That's coming up and you can jump on our Facebook and you can tell us what you think. But right now we are taking the temperature of the nation. We are testing the pulse. We are seeing where everyone is at on this. We rocked up at work this morning, you and I, Maz, and we felt like a couple of old farts just sitting here, you know, with no idea.
This is something I feel like you should be a part of, Dan. You like playing with little figurines. You're into your Lego. You've got Warhammers under your bed. I feel like Pokemon Go is just the digital version, the digital expression of your secret life.
But I'm the opposite, Maz. All my friends are playing it. My friends are judging me for not playing it, but I am too scared to do it because I feel like it might be the final straw.
So it'll take over your life.
It'll be the last grasp I have on reality will disappear and I'll become obsessed with these annoying little monsters.
131060. We want to talk to you guys. I want to know people who are obsessed with it. I want to hear from their partners. I want to hear from people who hate it or if you've had a bad experience with Pokemon Go. Like, we're trying to figure out where Australia sits on the Pokemon Go scale this morning. Leave a comment on our Facebook page. And you are speaking, so be patient with us because you're speaking with two amateurs. The only thing I know is that the way to get Pikachu onto a bus is to Pokemon.
Oh, Dad! We don't know our Snorlaxes from our Squirtles, but
I know those are
words.
I thought Hiddleswift was one, but that's completely wrong. I got it wrong. Okay, we'll take your calls next. 131060, what is the go with Pokemon Go?
This is the Dan and Maz Show.
We are talking about the thing that has taken over the world. Pokemon.
Now, we're a couple of old fogies, Maz, you and I. We're born in the 80s, I know,
feels
right?
Like it.
Gosh.
We're ancient.
We're such old crones. We don't know what Pokemon is. I never even looked at it as a child. When I was young, I was never into Pokemons.
We're like dinosaurs.
Yeah, yeah, we are. We're a couple of antiques. But, I mean, gosh, you can't turn on the news these days without hearing a new and exciting story about Pokemon. These are just some of the actual news headlines that we've had over the last, gosh, not even 2 weeks.
Pokemon Go family outings are bringing families together.
Pokemon Go users are using it as a dating app, scoring dates with other players after meeting at Pokestops.
A New York man claims his girlfriend caught him cheating using Pokemon Go.
Real estate agents are now advertising Pokestops in property listings.
A man playing Pokemon Go was chasing a rat-a-tat at night and fell straight into a pond.
And get this, a man has found a Pokemon on his wife's hospital bed while she was giving birth.
Pokemon Go users walk an average of 62.5% more steps after downloading the app.
Two Pokemon Go players have discovered dead bodies while playing the game. One in Wyoming, one in Boston.
Criminals could use Pokemon Go to target and lure children, UK's leading children charity warns.
Pokemon Go is helping sufferers cope with their anxiety and depression by encouraging them to get outside and explore their neighborhoods.
An Indiana animal shelter has encouraged Pokemon Go users to walk their dogs while playing the game.
They're the actual headlines. Just some of them. Just a handful
That's
of the
just
headlines.
A sample. 131060, all right? Give us get us up to speed. What does the country think of Pokemon Go? Are we pro? Are we no the go? All right.
Also, you can comment on our Facebook page, but let's talk to Bo. Good morning.
Yep.
Good morning, guys. I am the biggest Pokemon fan. I'm the master, I reckon. Ooh. I have got Golduck, I've got Goldeen, I've got Psyduck, which evolves into Golduck. I have got Abra. I have got
Bo.
I am like so good. I've got 130.
I have a question.
150 Pokemon. Yes.
Why?
Do you know what? I'm actually a bigger person, and since this, I have started walking everywhere. And
really?
I have been walking on my lunch breaks instead of sitting in the office and eating. I've gotten out and I walk around the block of. On the block of Collins Street now. So
you're out I'm now actually, hunting so for...
So Pokemon Go is better for your health.
You're walking. Some people have just started leaving the house after X amount of years because they're into that sort of stuff and it's getting them to make friends and everything. Talk to people on the train that are playing it and everything. I think it's great.
It sounds it's awesome. Like it's changed your life.
Yeah, it's quite good. Like I go into work and my boss goes, "Hey, Bo, what's the new Pokemon you caught last night?"
That's pretty good.
And my partner, I was like, "Hey, we should totally play it." And she's like, no. I was like, "Play it." And now she's addicted. So
wow.
I have made plans to play Pokemon this weekend.
Bo,
it sounds like a real Pokey revolution.
That's a good sales pitch for Pokemon Go.
I should remind people it is possible to go for a walk without Pokemons. Like, I've done that often. Like, that is a
That's
thing.
That's true.
Like, I'm not like, anti-Bo. I'm just saying.
No, no. Yeah,
you can walk without Pokemons. Yep. It is possible.
Matthew on our Facebook page has said, "I don't play it personally, but I think if it's getting kids out of the house and interacting with others and walking around, it has its place. On the flip side, don't do it when you're driving and then run into a tree." That's sound advice.
But can I just say something, Maz? Like, in the 90s, we would all walk around with Game Boys, right?
Well...
If I were to tell my mum that one day people would be going, "Look, that's exercise." Like,
I know.
It's not.
It's not.
Is that how bad our society has become? That now merely walking around with your phone is being praised as an exercise revolution?
Yes. It's any old excuse.
Oh, man.
Can we talk to Ben on 131060? Yes. Keep the calls coming through. We'd love to chat to you. Ben.
Hey, guys.
Hey, mate,
Ben.
What are your thoughts on Pokemon Go? Where are we at this morning?
I think it's one of the stupidest games that's been invented.
Yeah, okay.
I made my girlfriend delete it because I don't like it.
Oh, really? Was it like a deal breaker, like a dumpable offence?
No, she just kept playing. I said, "I don't like it. Can you delete it?" She deleted it for me.
Oh.
And so
I've seen people walk into lakes.
You have not. Did that seriously happen?
Yeah, I've seen one people walk in the lake before.
Wow. Ben.
I'm trying to catch a jelly tuff.
No, no, the one that lives in the water is called a squirlax.
Snorlax.
I don't know.
Snorlax or Squirlax? Snorlax sounds like he should be in bed.
Sam. We got Sam on 131060. Sam.
Good morning, guys.
Now, you're Pokemon hunting as we speak.
Are you?
I'm parked because that's the safe thing to do. But of course, I've been up since 5:30.
Yeah, what have you caught today? Have you caught a Jigglypuff or a, what have you caught?
A Jigglypuff? No.
That's what they're called. That's literally the name of one of them.
I've hatched 2 eggs this morning, and I've managed to get myself an Aerodactyl and a Lapras, so it's been a successful morning so far.
What does that mean? I just don't get it. What does that mean?
How do you? No, we're not. We honestly aren't.
I'm trying to understand
this.
We're
like the hip young radio show. Like other shows are older than us. We're like the young one.
All right, so to hatch an egg. You get eggs from Pokestops, and you put them in your incubators, and then you walk a certain distance, so... You get the good ones from the 10-kilometer eggs, so it's really good for your fitness to walk 10 kilometers to catch your amazing new Pokemon.
This actually does sound like people are trying to disguise fitness.
But Maz,
that's what it sounds like to me. It's like the people at Nike have just gone, oh, let's just team up with Pokemon and get people off their asses and outside doing a fun game, walking 10Ks. That's your 10,000 steps. That's what Fitbit are saying. You need to do your 10,000 steps.
You run a gym, don't you, Maz?
It all gets calculated on your phone because of your GPS.
Yeah, your job, you run a gym. That's like your job on the side. Are you worried that Pokemon is going to put you out of business?
No, I'm going to try and get the Pokemons to be at the front of my gym. Oh, how do I do that?
That's well, then you've got to get the app and you lure them in with a Squirtle or whatever.
Yeah, I'm going to use it as a marketing tool.
All right, 131060, keep calling. If you've got a especially quirky story about this Pokemon Go, because we're getting so many calls, because who would have thought it's a bloody popular news story, hey? you've got a couple of idiots here. I have no idea how this game works, but we're honest about it, and we're honestly quite embarrassed about our ignorance. So 131060.
I feel a bit silly. I think I might have to get on board.
Maybe we could start up your Pokemon profile like this morning, Maz.
Let's do it on the show today. Let's do it as a team, and then I can report back tomorrow.
All right. 131060. If you've got any more, because we're taking the temperature of Australia about Pokemon Go. Because we've got no idea what's going on.
The Dan and Maz Show.
131060 is our number. We want to know your thoughts on Pokemon Go. What's the go, dudes?
Yeah, I know. We've been caught out a bit by this, Maz. You and I, we pride ourselves on being the cool young radio show. We're millennial. You know, right now, how we're feeling.
I did say we should rename the show The Golden Girls.
This is us right now. We're sort of sitting around going,
couple of girls. I don't know what waffle tag is.
What are you doing over there with your Pokemon? What's the Pokemon on your phone? What are you doing there, little boy or girl? What's the internet? Oh, I've soiled myself.
We do feel a little bit out of sorts because neither Dan nor I have gotten on board with Pokemon Go. We want to know, where are you guys at with this?
And we're getting some great stories as well. 131060, or you can tweet us at Dan and Maz. For example, Danielle tweeted us, nearly got fired because she was spending too much time catching and not enough time working.
See, that's a negative story about Pokemon Go.
Well, not if her aspiration in life is to be a Pokemon huntress. Because she's also...
If anyone should aspire to be that
in
their life.
I'm sure there'll be a Pokemon millionaire before the week is out.
Possibly. But there'll just be one.
Yeah.
There'll be one and it probably won't be you.
You're so negative, Maz. Danielle tweeted us a picture. There's some sort of
real.
There's some sort of demon quail on her keyboard. Do we know what that one's called? It's like some sort of angry chicken.
I don't know.
It's a two-toed angry chicken.
What
do you reckon? What do you reckon be called?
Death juggle.
Death juggle. Oh yeah. All right.
Hey, let's talk to Jared on 131060. Hey mate.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. Yeah. What's the go with Pokemon Go?
So, you know how you were just talking about some chick that almost got fired over it?
Oh, no.
Yes. Oh, no.
I actually quit my job yesterday to take this game up full time. You have no idea how addicted I am.
Now, Jared.
Yep.
Oh, how are you going to pay the bills?
Well, the funny thing is I live at home, so hopefully my mum can pay my phone bill and give me petrol money, so that should
be
all
right.
And
Jared, do you have a girlfriend?
Nah.
You got a boyfriend?
I wish.
He's just...
Nah, I'm just kidding.
Jared.
He's just got no one.
So you're just going to live at home?
And just hunt
and
for...
And just play Pokemon Go. That's your life goal now.
I hope you're
now.
A billionaire out of it. Yeah, you have no idea. This game is life.
No, it's not, mate. It's an app. It's not
life. It's literally
the
opposite of life. It's called augmented reality. It
like
is the
not real,
reality.
Babe.
It is.
It's not though, Jared.
Oh, I love it.
Oh.
We're so frustrated at each other right now.
I reckon the sound effect Jared made just then was him realizing he's made a huge mistake.
Jared, can I? Oh. I want to ask Jared just quickly what your job was.
Okay, Jared, before you became a Pokemon master, Jared, what was your job?
I was a yardsman.
A yardsman? Okay. Oh, so you're used to scouring around outdoors looking for small creatures.
Exactly.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, mate. Good luck with it. Yeah. I would love to hear how that goes. Yeah. Honestly, like, please feel free to check in with us and tell us how your pursuits are.
And if you one day go on to become the world's first Pokemon millionaire, we will go on air, on record, and say, we were wrong, you made the right decision, okay?
No, I'm never saying that.
No. But yeah, I'm telling you that now.
Can we talk to Oscar? Good morning.
Good morning.
All right,
hey,
Oscar. This is so...
this is interesting. Pokemon.
Okay, so you're anti Pokemon.
I hate Pokemon.
Why?
Why?
Like even in school when Pokemon cards were about, I hated it then. And the fact that now that
it's come
bringing
back.
Families together, like they have to like talk through Pokemon. That's just sad.
Okay.
Do you hate your family?
My family don't have anything to do with Pokemon. That's just disgusting. If they did, I'd disown them.
Oh, Oscar, I love you so passionate about it. It's such a 90s revival. I think that would annoy a lot of people. It's can't we do something new? Why do we have to have a massive throwback?
We got...
Yep, good.
No, he's hung up in disgust. We got Tanaya.
Oscar.
Tanaya.
Hi, guys.
Now, where do you sit on the Pokemon Go spectrum? Are you pro or anti?
Look, I am a pro. I wouldn't say I was ever always a Pokemon fan. I was never a Pokemaster in school, but I have jumped on the bandwagon.
Okay.
And
last night on a Friday night where I'd usually probably be out drinking at a club or something like that, I picked up my friends and we went on an organised Poke Walk that was advertised on Facebook literally thousands of people that I've never met before were walking up and down where all these lures had been planted together as one, united, looking for Pokemon. And I absolutely think in a world that's so divided, like if something's bringing everyone together like this, what can be bad about it?
All right.
That is a massive statement.
I know. It's like you look at the whole hippie counterculture movement of the 70s and ours is like a computer game by Nintendo.
It does sound like just cool orienteering.
It is it is a bit
orienteering. Remember orienteering, which you probably would have done at school.
Can we get that
maybe?
Golden Girls theme song back? Because we've just shown our age again.
Orienteering. The original Pokemon Go.
Back in my day.
Back in my day, guys, we used to do orienteering just for funsies.
We didn't need a Squawlax or a Nurgle or whatever they're called.
I think I'm going to jump on board.
Okay, so
it's
morning.
It's bringing the world together.
Well, can you actually, Maz, can you, if you're on the Wi-Fi here at work, I'm sure you are.
It never bloody works, does it?
I know. Can we get an engineer to studio?
I'm always putting the Y in Wi-Fi in this organisation.
Look, there's bound to be a nerd somewhere in this building soldering together two bits of computer.
They're never here on
weekends.
Seriously, Phil is not here on a weekend. He just does not care.
Do a PA call and get one of the office nerds into your studio. Get him to set up your Pokemon account because I would like to launch you.
Do I just go to the App Store?
Yeah. Okay. See what you can do during this next lot of ads and see if you can get yourself installed and set up your Pokemon Dojo.
Guys, this is exciting. Yeah. Also, could be the beginning of the end of my relationship.
Exactly.
This is the Dan and Maz Show.
Maz has just joined Pokemon Go. Now, this is a huge development.
I did.
We've been talking all morning about it.
I walked in here this morning and I had zero idea about it.
Yeah.
And we've chatted to you guys on 131060. You've been tweeting us. You've been commenting on our Facebook page. And I was like, screw it. I'm just going to download the app and see how I go.
Now, I like this tweet from Danielle. She said, what I find difficult to believe. Danielle tweeted us before saying she almost lost her job because she was hunting for this evil-looking quail around her work computer. She said, what I find hard to believe is that Dan doesn't love it. Isn't he the king of the nerds?
Yes, you are the king of the nerds.
That's good that that brand value has been given to the marketplace there. I do have a lot of nerdy passions. Game of Thrones, Harry Potter.
But you think this will tip you over the edge. Like you're making, this is for you a fear-based decision. No, I'm not going there because like who knows
and
what's going to happen.
As a young one as well, like I never had an interest in Pokemon when I was growing up. So it doesn't have that nostalgia thing, nor do you, Maz. But you've got the app.
Yeah.
And you've take us through it because I don't know how it works.
Okay, so all I've done is I've downloaded Pokemon Go from the App Store. I had to remember my Google password, so it's a flipping miracle that
we
even...
Oh, you didn't give him your Google details, did you?
Well, yeah, how else was I supposed to log in?
Oh, now the CIA can read all your emails.
Oh, because there's so much juicy stuff in my emails.
Yeah, there is. Some of the stuff you send me.
show prep. Yeah, it's literally just a
in
bunch
fact,
of numbers.
Yeah, most of the juice it would come from me to you, and you blocked
me. Yeah, exactly.
You blocked all my juice.
Anyway, so it says now on my screen there's this like silver fox type character, and he says, "Hello there, I'm Professor Willow. Did you know that this world is inhabited by creatures known as Pokemon? Pokemon can be found in every corner of the earth." I'm just swiping through.
I've got to give you a heads up.
What?
Okay, this is from Damien. He's tweeted us.
Am I not meant to be reading this out?
No. Oh. Damien has said, at Dan and Maz, when you start, don't choose the first Pokemon you see.
Okay.
Just walk away for a while and eventually a Pikachu will appear.
Okay, So I'm just now setting up my profile, right? So I'm selecting, this is really high pressure.
What?
But I've got to select girl. I'm selecting a girl. I'm putting a backpack on her and a leather baseball cap because I'm wearing one.
I can understand that getting dressed for your character, Pokemon character, would be high pressure because in real life you are a real fashionista.
Narrate
what you're
going
doing.
Sorry. So I'm like changing her eye colour.
Okay.
I'm going to give her green eyes.
Is this the interesting part, Maz? Can you skip the interesting part?
No, but I really want to give her a really good outfit. This is like she's going to look like Chef.
Don't you have to choose what colour team you're on? And the yellow team is like integrity or something?
It says, are you all set? And I've said yes.
Okay. Are you in?
No, I'm not in. She's just waiting there. Guys, I think I stuffed it up.
Guys, Maz Compton has broken Pokemon Go.
Why is she just standing there? How has this happened?
All right. Guys, we have a debate.
Guys.
Yes?
There's a Pokemon nearby.
Don't take it. Wait for the Pikachu.
Okay. You keep doing the radio show and I'll keep doing the research Pokemon Go and let's reconvene after the news.
All right. We do. We have news and then coming after that we have the Dan and Maz debate. Then we have Good Charlotte. Luckily, Maz recorded an interview before she got addicted to Pokemon Go. How are you going there, champ?
There's a cute turtle one I'm trying to get.
Wait for the Pikachu.
It's time to debate. Your topic's from the crates. Your vote decides the fate. Yeah, it's time for the Dan and Maz debate.
The Dan and Maz debate. So pumped for today's debate. We do have an adjudicator on 131060. It's Amanda. Hello.
Hello. How are you guys?
So pumped, babe.
Amanda, are you a player of Pokemon Go?
Look, I am. But, like, I grew up on it. But I feel like I can be a pretty...
You've got a
pretty good,
unbiased
adjudicator.
Okay. Exactly.
We need an impartial judge.
You need to decide who debates it better, regardless of your love or hate for Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
I reckon I can do that.
Well, the topic is Pokemon will save the world. Okay. Now, I'm sure you might agree with that, but you have to remain impartial.
All right.
Okay. Now, Maz Compton, for everyone listening, has just joined Pokemon Go this morning.
It's so good. I just caught a Squirtle.
All right.
It's rad.
All right.
It's so cute.
Okay. All right.
I've got to come up with a name for, like, on the app, but I'll get there.
131060, what do you reckon Maz should name her Squirtle?
I was thinking Maz Destruction or something. Anyway, let's get going.
Yeah.
We're doing the debate now?
All right. Maz, so you have 1 minute to argue that Pokemon will save the world. It starts now.
Might take a bit more than a minute. Guys, you cannot escape it. You want to be better than Pokemon Go, but you aren't. And it's only a matter of time before you cave. You can't beat them. So you will join them. And my friends, that is how Pokemon will save the world. You thought it was going to be Bruce Willis or Will Smith or another buff actor who has Will in their name. Or maybe you thought it would be Bond or Superman, Spider-Man, Batman, Iron Man. You definitely didn't think it was going to be Deadpool, did you? Or maybe your final glimmer of hope was in Jason Bourne now that he's signed back onto the franchise and can actually remember his flipping name. Far out, who forgets their name? Well, it's none of them. I'll tell you who's going to save the world. It's going to be Pokemon. They're here and they're taking over your life, and that is how they're going to save the world. The more time we spend chasing Pikachu through puddles of water, the less time we spend watching the news, which will relieve our stress levels, resulting in happier humans. Spending your life gallivanting around trying to capture Bulbasaur or Charizard or Psyduck, frolicking through fountains and Jigglypuff or Wigglytuff, depending on how mature you are, is time spent outside getting exercise, which means more calories burned, which means a reduction in obesity, which means longer lives, which means the world will be saved. You're either into Pokemon Go and it's changed your life, or you hate it like you hate CrossFit and Scientology and you think it's from the devil. And even though you've never seen a cute, squishy, fuzzy little character hiding in Hyde Park or running around Rundle Mall or charging down Collins Street or getting scorched at schoolies, until you've had that experience for yourself like The Secret, then you will not believe. But I do believe, guys. I believe the children are our future. I have a dream. Yes, we can. And for goodness sake, if it isn't Pokemon that saved the world, then it's going to be Donald Trump. So I'll tell you who my money is on. Pokemon!
Wow. Oh, God. Oh, do I even bother? All right, here we go.
Yes, you do. In the negative, Pokemon will save the world. Dan DeBoof, take it away.
Pokemon's not going to save the world. Come on. Get your hand off it. Really? That's what you reckon? If Obama and Turnbull and whoever the hell is in charge of the UK and every other head of state can't save the world, because let's face it, the world's a goddamn mess, how the hell will a bunch of animated beanie babies with high-pitched voices and names like Jangly-poop do it, hey? Here are the reasons why people think Pokemon will save the world. Pokemon is getting people active. Mate, if the only gym you go to is a pokey gym and the only ball you throw is a pokeball, then you, my friend, are not active. Oh, wow. You've gone from watching a screen in your basement nerd dungeon to watching a screen in the park. Well done, champ. Have a medal. Someone call Usain Bolt and say, oh, pack your bags and come home from Rio, Usain. We've got a new champion. Oh. Pokemon is allegedly helping people fall in love, apparently. No, guys. Pokemon is stopping people from falling in love because it's now more popular than Tinder. That's a fact. People are more likely to get a Pikachu than a poke or two. Although I should say with both, you may end up with a Squirtle. That people are saying that Pokemon helps with mental anxiety. No, it does the exact opposite. Hey, Dan, guess what? You don't know it, but you're surrounded by tiny monsters who repeat the same thing over and over again in a demonic voice. That is anxiety, and you have to catch them all. Catch them all, Dan. Every single one. Catch them all. And your friends have more than you. Your friends are doing it. You're missing out, Dan. FOMO, Dan. FOMO. That's given me more anxiety, team. Pokemon will not save the world.
Hey guys, I've named myself Maz Destruction 7.
Seriously,
on Pokemon.
It would have been a real help, Maz, if you'd been in the studio during that. She is literally running around the building trying to catch Pokemon.
It was that was a great debate, mate. You're really good
at
debating.
How would you know?
Because you're always good
little
at it. You're always good at it, or so you tell me. Let's talk to Amanda.
Hello.
Hey, still there.
First off, I think, Dan, maybe you should go see somebody about all that anxiety. I think there's
I do.
Oh, man.
All right.
Dan's going to buy his therapist pool he goes to see his
come
therapist
on
that much.
Amanda, who debated it better?
I'm going to have to go with Maz.
Yes!
It's always very bloody Maz.
Very passionate about it. I love it, though.
Thanks, Amanda. You can call me Maz Destruction 7 from now on, though, because that's my Pokemon name.
Does that mean there are six other Maz Destructions on there?
I don't know. Maz Destruction was taken, and then 7's my favourite number. Okay. I didn't overthink it.
I should have gone with Pikachu, though, but that's all right.
All right. Oh, no. Man. Guys, can we put a pause? We literally, like, if you've just joined us, if you're
waking up. I'm exhausted. This has been the most exhausting show of my entire life.
We have spent this whole show. We hadn't actually planned to do this.
We didn't plan this.
We have spent the whole show talking about these ridiculous little Pokemons. Maz has signed up. Can you, like, possibly, Maz, just rest your phone for a little bit?
Yeah, I can multitask, though, as well.
She says not putting her phone down. Look, last week you got to catch up with Good Charlotte. We got an interview with them up next.
Yes, Joel.
Do you remember
and
that? Do you remember
yeah,
that?
Yeah, no, I do. And it's on the internet to remind me as well. We'll get to that next.
The Dan and Maz Show.
During the week, I was lucky enough to catch up with Joel and Benji Madden, a.k.a. the Madden Brothers, a.k.a. back in Good Charlotte.
Mm.
Well, it's an interesting chat.
They put the Good Charlotte on hold and were the Madden Brothers.
That's right, they
but
did.
Now they're
they
put Good Charlotte again.
They're
yeah.
back. They're doing. They've done another Good Charlotte record. So I wanted to talk to them about so many things. We're going to tweet the entire video, but here's a bit of our chat. We started off by talking about their journey from their very first album to their latest album, which they've just released, called Youth Authority.
I feel like that Youth Authority is kind of almost like we're back to the self-titled album. Like, I feel like it's like the beginning of like a whole nother chapter.
So the
it's almost
circle
like full
back.
Circle. Now in 2016, we're completely independent. So we have our own label, our own management company. We took a break from Good Charlotte after Cardiology. You know, Joel had actually said that he didn't think he was ever wanted to make another Good Charlotte record.
Really?
And
yeah.
That's a big statement for something that you've been so attached to for so long.
Yeah, it was a big statement. That's how I felt.
How did this all get back to the Good Charlotte thing?
I think when we went independent, I felt alive again. I just felt like if we ever made another record, it would be because we wanted to, and not because we were obligated. I think at a certain point, Good Charlotte wasn't ours anymore.
Right.
Because we were trying to please a lot of people, and I think we were just young kids who wanted to make everyone happy. Look, when we started the band, we grew up in a small town. We didn't have education, didn't know anyone in the music business. We came from nowhere, so to do what we did and not really know what we were doing, we were easily influenced, you know, and I think
it was just a lot to handle. So for us, getting back together, for me, when we did get in the studio, on this record, when you listen to the whole thing, there is like a buzz to it because we were all excited to be together.
Yeah.
That's part of my chat there with Joel and Benji Madden from Good Charlotte. And the full chat, we've just tweeted it out. We're at Dan and Maz on Twitter. But this is what we want to talk about this morning, because I did have a really long chat to these guys and they are such legends. But at the end of the day, really, Good Charlotte is the name of the band that they came up with when they were teenagers, and they're still in it.
And they're now like, what, 40-year-old dads?
Well, 37, and one of them is a father of two.
I'm glad that you could clarify that, because that would have sounded so rude if I just chucked that out there. Like, I could have even Googled it. And they've both got the same age. They're twins.
They're twins.
Had to Google once. Yeah,
that's true. They did say they cannot really see them being in a band called Good Charlotte past the age of 40.
Because they wrapped the band up and then just went to Madden Brothers, which is a little bit more sort of...
Well, it's more acoustic, more storytelling, and then
Crosby,
they've sort
Stills
of done...
and Nash kind of vibe, like, you know, like they're just their surnames, a bit of an adult kind of band name, and now they're like...
They've done the full circle and they've gone back to their roots. But what we want to know on 13 10 60, we want to have a bit of fun this morning with this. If you were still in your high school band...
Now,
what would the name of your band currently be?
Because the theory behind it is that when you're in your teens and you start a band,
you
come up with a name that at the time, as a teenager, is really cool. But a few decades later, maybe, or maybe even just a few years later, you look back and you go, oh dear.
Dan, do you have a story that you'd like to share with everyone to kind of get them thinking along the right lines?
First of all, Maz Compton, let me say that if I was still in my high school band, I'd be a member of Tame Impala right now.
That's true, because the high school band that you were in did in fact become Tame Impala, yes, but before yes. you left,
the other two guys and they went on to become Tame
became
Impala.
Successful. Yes. What was that band called?
So I was in a couple of bands. Now the band that I was with Kevin is and Dom this, in
was that the Red Hot Chili Peppers cover
no,
band?
No, I'll get to that in a second.
Oh, this is the nu metal.
Yeah, this is my nu metal cover band with a couple of guys from Aussie band Tame Impala, and we were called. And I've said this before to a few people that we've interviewed, and they all respond with the same. They all go, dude, that's deep. Like Mark Ronson, he was like, that's a deep name, man. Because that's what you want, right? You want a deep name, like a name that people go, wow. Especially when you're young, you want to sound smart. You want to sound pretty smart.
Yeah.
So we were called Four-Edged Circle.
Whoa.
Yeah, because how can a circle have four edges, man? You got to think outside the box.
It cannot.
Man. It can't. It's only got one, man.
No, you got to think outside the circle.
Dude, exactly.
Don't
man.
You?
That's deep.
Oh,
yeah.
This is confusing.
See, it's already impressing you. It's designed to impress chicks. It's impressing
what
you.
What was the other one? What was the other one called, Dan?
This one was a little rude, Maz, because it was a Chili Peppers cover band. And the
are
Red
you
Chili
actually.
Peppers are a sort of sexy kind of band.
Are you allowed to say the title of this high school band
no,
on
I can,
air?
I can edit out one. No, I have to edit out one of the words.
Okay. So we, what will you say instead?
I'll say woohoo, like that.
Oh, woohoo. So, yeah. Okay.
Okay, so we were called Buster Woohoo and the Penetrators.
And I have it on good authority that you went to a Catholic school.
Yes.
There you go.
And my biggest victory at school was getting our name published on the school mass run sheet when we were the sort of band that played before the school mass.
Okay, this is the bit of fun that we're having this morning. Feel free to call us on 131060 or you can tweet us. We're at Denimers. We want to know if you were still in your high school band, what would the name of your band be?
This is the Dan and Maz Show.
We want to know on 131060 if you were still in your high school band, what would the name of your band be? You can tweet us. We're at Dan and Maz. Sarah has done that. She says, at Dan and Maz, our high school band name was Medusa. All-girl band, big dreams of touring the States supporting Pearl Jam.
Because that's what you do when you're in a band, Maz.
I was never in a band.
You know The Secret, that book The Secret, where they tell you to picture what your success is going to be like and then it will happen?
Oh, I sure do.
So when, like, for example, I used to, like, draw little pictures in the margin of my school books of my band. Like,
so you did have a vision board?
Pretty much. Like, it's like, that's how you succeed in music, Maz. And
you manifest it.
I mean, for example, look at me. Two of the members of my band went on to have a successful music career.
Without you.
Yeah, so there you go. It was because of my vision.
Did you manifest yourself out of their success?
Look, if I was still in my high school band right now, I'd be in a band called Four-Edged Circle. That's pretty cool. 131060, right?
Let's talk to Sam. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Sam.
Hey, babe.
Hey, Dan.
Now, Sam, tell us about your high school band. What kind of genre, what instrument did you play?
Well, actually, it was my son, and he was in grade 5, so we're talking serious.
Grade 5's
a big league, Sam.
Yeah, already shredding at the age of 10, all right.
Yeah, it was a boy band. They had to sing at assembly, and they had the really groovy name DFTBA.
DFTBA. Whenever I see an acronym with the letter F in it, I get nervous.
Does that stand for anything? Yeah. Do you know of, Sam?
Yes, it was Don't Forget to Be Awesome.
Oh!
Cringe.
No, that's awesome. I love that, Sam.
Don't Forget to Be Awesome. It's I like good. That. That's really cool.
Do you like it?
Yeah, and they can write it on their set list as a reminder. Oh, bloody hell, I forgot that for a second there.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
I Want It That Way by Backstreet Boys. Very
cute. Oh, Sam, really cute.
What's your son's name, Sam?
Oh, he'd kill me, but Guy.
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 Maz,
there you go. Yes.
I believe in our phone room, our producer Tim actually has a band name from his history and he's just dying to say it on air, aren't
you? Come on, Tim, what was it?
Guys, we were called Introspection.
Oh, that's a good one.
What does that even mean?
It doesn't it mean like it, when you sort of look at your feelings and try and like
yes.
think, yeah.
Dan, it is the examination or observation of one's own mental and emotional processes.
Oh, God, that's you clearly yeah. didn't have any dates in high school.
Oh, were you an emo popular. Band? Were you an emo band?
No, we were a pop rock band. But
no, you
oh,
were not.
Oh, you tended
we
to the emo.
I was the drummer, yeah.
Oh, you were the drummer.
Very good. We used to battle it out every week in assembly with another rival band called Mental cool. Step.
So, oh, guys. Yeah. It's so serious.
Wow. We'd always win.
Of course you would.
Of course you would, mate.
I was a bass player. We should start a rhythm section together. We just got to find someone cool who can play guitar and sing while we sit in the back
gosh.
Like nerds.
Oh, between the two of you, Four Edge Hugs could be the name of your collaborative band.
Let's get some more callers on.
Cam, good morning.
Cam, too busy rocking out, are you, Cambo? you were at school. What was your band called?
The school I went to, there was a band called Pen 15.
Ten 15.
Oh, no, Maz, think about it. Pen 15.
Yeah.
P-E-N 1-5.
If you write it down, it makes sense.
Pen. Oh, I get it! I get it! It's penis!
Maz!
Sorry, for those of you who are driving and cannot actually write that down, I thought I would just explain the joke there.
At very high volume. It'd be in a good number plate as
really
well.
That was really funny. That was really funny.
Yeah, like when you write boobless on
a calculator. Was
that really
though? Was Cam just trolling us?
No,
doing lols?
No, I believe that was it. You swear that was true, Cam?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's high school. That makes sense. Right? Can we talk to Kelly?
Yeah. Kelly.
Hi, how you going?
Yeah, good, great, Kel. Babe. Now, are you in an all-female band? Is that...
Not anymore. No way.
No way.
When we were
really?
In high school, yes, we did have a female, all-female band.
That's cool.
What was it called, Kelly?
We were called Discharge.
No, come back, Kelly. What's up?
Did you say dish? No.
Discharge. Discharge.
Discharge, like when you're discharged from the army, Maz.
Yeah,
that's
I
what
get
it's
it.
Like.
I get it.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Were you in the army at all, Kelly?
No, not at all. We were just all females.
What did the teachers think of it?
Nobody kind of said it. They didn't know what to say.
Yeah.
Right. How many performances did you do?
Yeah.
One.
One. No,
okay, let us do one.
You were dishonorably discharged after that.
Everybody was just a bit of shock at the name.
Yeah. Yeah, same.
Oh, it's great.
But it was fun, wasn't it, when you were in high school?
Night, yeah.
Yeah, it was a science word.
Well, then we named our netball team Discharge.
That's okay, all right.
Kelly, what a loose cannon in the air this morning.
Yeah, that's the rock and roll spirit.
I'm glad Kelly's not in that band anymore.
They could have called it D15 Charge and that would have gotten away with it.
This is the Dan and Maz Show.
My niece, Zali, she's 1 year old. One. And it's kind of like that thing, Maz. I'm sort of like, I'm starting to realize why when I was a little kid, adults would always go, oh, you've grown up.
Yeah.
Because seriously, every time I see her, she's getting a little bit older.
Bigger.
I'm like, maybe next time I see her, she'll be able to like talk to me or like walk around proper. Like, and I'll never have these magical moments where I help her to walk or she just goes, oh, like that. Like, you know, she'll actually talk and that'll slip away. And
it's so cute hearing you talk like this and gush about your niece.
I want to tell her how magical she is.
It actually makes you like almost human.
Thank you. That's the nicest thing you've ever said to me. Like, when she'll be like 9, like she'll be like, oh, stop saying how much I've grown. I'll be like, screw you, you're magical. I'm going to point it out every time I see you, God damn it. You can see her on our Facebook.
Cute.
We'll go to our Facebook because I taught her a cool trick, right?
She's only one.
Exactly.
So she doesn't have a lot of tricks up her sleeve at the moment.
That's the other thing. So I can teach her really easy stuff and it's really rewarding for me, right? 131060, give us a call. What is a cool trick that you have taught a one-year-old?
Oh, wow. Okay, that's a great question.
Because I taught her, you can see the video, I taught her this one, which is pretty handy in later life. High five.
You've taught Zali how to high five.
So when I put my hand up and go, high five.
Five.
She high fives me. She goes, oh, like and high fives
that
me. Goes,
that's excellent work.
I'm so good. I'm not the
that
educational uncle.
Good uncling.
I taught her another game.
Oh, okay.
It's called Toy on Your Head. How do you reckon you play?
you put a toy on her head.
Wow, you are. No. She puts a toy on her own head, man.
Oh, she puts a toy on her own head.
Yeah.
I thought maybe you're going to like put a toy on her head, take a photo, start a blog, toy on my kid.
No, she does it herself. But I want more tricks. Next time I go and see her, I want to teach her a new trick. So
okay,
13, so 10, 60.
She's not talking yet.
No.
So words are out?
Well, yeah, I'm unless she rapidly learns over the next few weeks.
Because I have a friend who taught his 18-month-old, so in a few months from now.
Oh, good, yeah, I can keep this one in the holster. Yeah, that's
and
good, actually, Maz.
And this is,
yeah.
Like, I mean, Noah's probably a teenager and just dying that I'm telling this story right now. But back in the day when he was 18 months old, his dad, Christian, taught him how to go, "What's up?" when the Budweiser commercials were huge. And so little Noah, oh God, he was adorable, made my ovaries explode every time I saw him. He'd rock up and then he'd be like, "Hey, Noah." And he'd go, "What's up?" Like with this attitude, it was so cool.
There you go.
And they were literally his first words.
Give me a list, Australia, 13, 10, 60, all right? I want a whole bunch of cool things because I'm an uncle. It's very important when you're an uncle to teach your little niece how to do cool stuff. So what is
all right.
She's 1 year old now. What are some things I can start teaching her?
Rosalind, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, Rosalind.
Hey, babe. What'd you teach a one-year-old?
Oh, yeah, go on. Yeah. What'd you teach?
So I've taught my one-year-old how to fist bump.
Oh, that's a good one.
It's kind of like that's if cool. Level one is high five, then it evolves into a fist bump.
Yeah, he started off with the high five, and then I taught him the fist bump.
It's
and now he can actually, yep, and now he can also do the thumbs up.
Thumbs up.
That's cool.
Yeah,
these are all good ones. The other one we were thinking of, Rosalind, was rude finger.
No.
No.
My teacher,
my
one-year-old
mother-in-law, then? I did try, but my mother-in-law said no.
Well, I know my mum listens to the show. Mum hates it when my brother and I do thumbs up in our family photos. We call it thumbs up for mum. And she hates it. So I know that if we taught Zali how to do a thumbs up, mum would
be
furious.
Devastated. Can we talk to Adele? Good morning.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Really good. Ooh. What cool trick did you teach a one-year-old?
I've taught my one-year-old to wink. And she even does the little sound at the end of it.
Oh, that seems very
cute.
High level.
But the only thing is she does it with two eyes. Oh. Can't do it with the one eye.
No, still, she's trying.
They're
cute,
but it's
aren't
so
they?
Cute.
Oh.
She's blinking. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. She's one. You know, she'll
but
get
she
there.
She tilts her head to the side too, so you know it's a wink.
Yeah, you got to get her to the finger guns now.
Yeah.
We got Jamie. Jamie.
Yes.
I'm an uncle to a one-year-old. Have you got a sweet move I can teach my little one-year-old niece, Zali?
Yeah, my niece, when she was about 5 or 6 months old, we started teaching her, but she's mastered it by 8 months. She cheerses before she drinks.
That's cool. Cheers.
Oh, yes. That's excellent.
She's got pretty good motor skills around the old sippy cup.
Did you say it took her a few months to master that trick?
Yeah, well, she would just do it, but now she actually, like, does it. Like, when she was 8 months old, she would, like, literally do it and, like, try and tink other glasses before she'd want to have a drink.
So good.
So we're not obviously talking about on the boob.
No.
Okay. So I just had a really weird picture in my head then, and I was like, I'm just going to clarify that you're not talking about breastfeeding a child and the child cheersing the boob.
Just grabbing the boob and putting it against everyone's glass. One more. Kate.
Hello, I taught my 1.5-year-old niece how to whip Nay Nay to the popular song.
Oh, I don't even know how to do that.
So controversial.
She absolutely loves it.
Oh.
That is great. Dan, you're going to have to start getting some sweet dance moves happening.
Watch Zali whip, watch Zali Nay Nay.
So good.
Does it to Megan Trainor as well.
Right.
Should I teach the Macarena or is that lame? Would that be
lame,
Uncle?
Lame,
yeah, okay.
Lame.
All right.
We've got to come up with something a little bit more point.
Laz ketchup. Yeah, a bit cooler. Yeah.
Is it really the ketchup song?
I'm just desperate to be the cool uncle.
Mate, like, you're the only uncle,
that's
aren't
true.
You?
Well, on my
on,
family
on
side, yeah.
On top side of the family.
Yeah,
I mean,
I am. Yeah.
Hey, thanks for your calls, guys. That was a super fun show. We are back tomorrow. The show does live online. We're at danandmaz.com where you can tweet or Instagram us. We do love hearing from you. And thanks to Good Charlotte. Joel and Benji Madden were on the show. That video is on our Twitter at danandmaz. So enjoy your Saturday. Go hard or go home on Pokemon Go. See ya.
This is the Dan and Maz Show.